When I was in elementary school, you knew it was going to be a great day when you saw the film strip projector in the room. That old beast with the two huge circular reels, when it was being wheeled into the room, it meant one thing. We were watching a movie. Or in our case in the 80s, it was a film strip. One day in school, they showed this magnificent film of the ant. And I was completely captivated. It was by far my favorite film we ever watched in school. And honestly, I hoped every time that the film projector was wheeled into the room that we would be watching that ant film again. Ants are amazing creatures. The Bible holds the ant in high regard. Their work ethic is showcased as something to be emulated. Our jobs or our ministries, we should be assertive and even aggressive in our time on the clock. We should be quick to work, quick to execute, and efficient in our moves. An ant seeks to do work when work can be done. The ant doesn't sleep during the harvest. During the summer, the ant is diligently laboring and storing up treasures of food and resources for future months. Diligence is the attribute of wisdom associated with the ant. Now, here is a working definition for diligence. Doing what no one else is willing to do when no one else is willing to do it. The diligent do the work even when they don't necessarily feel like doing it. There is work to be done, right? There's not only work to be done, but this is important work that needs to be done. Ministry is important work. But this character quality of diligence seems to be a rare commodity and a super prized possession in ministry. Working hard and being diligent means pressing ahead when I don't feel like it. And like a super specialized and rare gemstone, diligence stands out. Listen, diligence may be hard to find, but diligence is impossible to overlook. The character quality of diligence is like a diamond in the rough. Now, the Bible goes on to say that those who are diligent, like the ant, will not be in need. Now, I often think that people sit passively, waiting for God to bless them. And here is the reality. God often does bless us through the very work of our own hands. His provision and the way he meets our needs can and does happen through our very own hard work. Now listen to me, stick with me for a moment. I'm not saying that God only provides, only comes through for us through our isolated hard work, not even close. God's provision, however, can be realized as a result of our labor. My labor, done with his help and with the very brain and hands he's allowed me to have, to function. Now hear me out. Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18 says this very well. Moses is telling the people not to forget about God and his provision. He writes, "Otherwise you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you the power to make wealth." Listen to me. God gives us abilities and the power to utilize those abilities. It's within our responsibility to use those abilities and be blessed. Often we are afraid of working in our own strength, and therefore we might not work hard at all. Somehow we expect the blessings just to fall from heaven. And I believe that God blesses us through the toil of our very own hands. Working super hard is an ability and gift from God. Through this hard work, his kingdom moves forward and we're blessed and other people are blessed. However, I have seen some ministry leaders who are coasters. You've heard that old saying, right? If you're coasting, you're going downhill. If you're on a bike and you're coasting, you have got to be going downhill. You have to pedal and put in effort to make it up hills. Those who coast will inevitably stall out, but not the ants. Ants are diligent little beasts. And sure, they are small, but they work ultra hard. Be diligent like the ant is the admonition given in Scripture. Listen to me. Things appear in the Bible as commands and guideposts because we are prone not to do them. One great hermeneutic or Bible study principle is that if it is in the Bible, it is clearly there for a reason. God is telling us things for our best and our benefit. I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer, right? But there are scores of passages about being diligent. Why? Because we have a proclivity toward coasting. Diligence is doing what no one else is willing to do when no one else is willing to do it. The ant works in the summer when it seems like there's nothing really to do. I mean, during the summer, the crops are just growing, right? There's nothing urgent to do. Wouldn't this be a perfect time to slow everything down? But the wisdom of the diligent works ahead. It creates margin for the future and gets prepared for when margin becomes sparse. So, do extra work, right? Do you work when you don't have any pressing deadlines so that you'll be ahead before those deadlines occur and therefore be blessed?